The situation in Darfur has not changed much. As the beginning of this year, we experienced another displacement of approximately 330,000 internally displaced people. So the number has increased. It is now slightly over 2 million. And these people are living in more than 120 IDP camps, scattered in all five states of Darfur. And this is a big number. And UNAMID is doing everything to protect them, plus others who are still in the villages. So this was the situation towards the rainy season, which started sometimes in July this year. But from July up to now, we have seen a decline in clashes between the rebels and the government forces. However, there is an increase in criminal activities and also isolated tribal clashes. But this is normally a pattern. Whenever there is a rain season, the number of incidences tend to go down.
Do you have hopes towards peace in Darfur with that situation that is worse?
Well, yes. I'm hopeful that peace will come to Darfur. This is from the positive signals that we received from the government and all other parties to the conflict, as they are now discussing on how they would go forward to have national dialogue, which would address the problems not only of Darfur, but of the entire country of Sudan.